because I'm returning the one that you're going to get today.
Yeah.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Lotus Habit. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, my wife's been ordering Lotus Greens for the last couple of years, and she sent several emails over the last, what, 2-3 months to stop the shipment because she is not taking it as much as she was for now, temporarily, and they continue to ship. And
that is correct.
She just got a notice that she's getting another box that's already been shipped, and we want to return it. She told them she didn't want it.
Okay, yeah, you don't need to return anything. You have to cancel with customer service as you're doing. That's why she's keep receiving the shipments.
She did that. So who
she called
call
to customer service to cancel, and she's still receiving things?
What phone number does she call?
No, this is the right number, but you said that she emailed you. You didn't say that she called. So is that correct?
You called and spoke to somebody. You have to.
I emailed.
She emailed.
Okay, we do not accept email. She has to call in as she's doing now. That's why she's receiving.
Why would they answer and say, okay, we'll stop shipping it?
Oh, someone told her that in email?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay. Well, I do apologize for that. Give me one second. Let me try to get my system pulled up here. Just one moment. Yeah, you have to call in. They're supposed to alert you to call in to cancel.
They
not do email.
They told you on email that they were going to stop it. I said they shouldn't have done that.
All right, give me one second. Just let me get her pulled up so I can check and see, because it'll show up on her account if she emails.
She's checking your account, and she's going to do something.
All right, what's your zip code?
I canceled the card.
I mean, it's fine if she cancels the card. She still has to cancel with us. What is her zip code?
I'm sorry?
What is her zip code?
32081.
Okay. First and last name?
Donna Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N.
Okay. And then verify address for security purposes.
313 Sweet Pine Trail, Ponte Vedra, 32081.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here where she originally signed up for the Green Juice subscription. So let me look on her account and see. Like I said, I do see the decline showing. I'm assuming that was due to her canceling her card, but I don't see anything else about calling in, I mean, emailing or calling. So give me one second. Just let me check that.
Okay. Nothing there about emails on your account.
Well, I have it on my phone.
No, she's checking. Date on it.
Well, here I got all these correspondence. Me. All these dates.
Yeah, the only thing is showing on her account is that I'm assuming she probably canceled her card and all the charges were declining, but that's it. There's nothing showing of no email or that she.
She just did that like just now. Like.
Okay. So if she did that just now, then of course it's not going to show up. If she just did it, but
I mean, she just canceled her credit card.
Oh, her card. Oh, okay.
We didn't know happening. Mm-hmm. She's already got two boxes in the cabinet, and another one. She just got a notice that another one was shipped.
Well, now I don't see how she got something that was shipped because all her payments were declining. So let me see. I don't see how she would have got another, because once they decline, we don't ship them to you.
Declining because she just canceled the credit card like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, they have been declining since, let's see. Looks like it started back in June of last year is when they started declining, up until now.
Well, we're getting boxes of stuff. I mean, I got one right now.
I don't even, do you? So you're telling me you just got it because it's not even showing that she was even billed anything for now. This is all for last year.
Hold on.
Why did you call them?
Yes, ma'am. It's showing here the last time. This is back in June of 2020.
Yes, because my card was compromised and I wasn't getting it. But somebody's sending it to me. Maybe it's another company. I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't sent you anything. All those charges declined. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. How are you getting product? We don't send you out product if you don't pay for it. So I don't see how you're still getting it. And besides, we haven't sent you anything since last year. So that's why I'm kind of confused.
That's not right. You must have the wrong information, hon.
No, ma'am. Really? I have the information showing here, and that's what it's showing for your information that I just pulled up.
That came here today, and I just canceled my card just 10 minutes ago.
Well, I don't know what's been... Well, you have to understand, even though you just canceled your card, but that's nothing to do with your payments declining. So I'm assuming maybe your cardholder was declining it. I'm assuming. But now we haven't sent you anything since last year of June. So that's why I just said I was trying to figure out why you're getting something.
I don't know what you're talking about. Can I speak to a supervisor?
No, we all go by the same protocol, ma'am. Their information is not going to change. Whatever I'm giving you here is the same information they have.
I have just received a box today in the mail.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, I can cancel you out. You don't have to send us any product back. Give me one second, okay? First of all, let me pull you up here so I can make sure that you're canceled. Because like I said, you haven't had any shipments since last year.
No, that's a lie.
No. What I'm saying, referring to what we have. I know you're saying you received a product. From the information we have, it's showing that they have not shipped you anything since last year, 2020-8-1, is what it's showing here.
That's wrong. Because
okay. Well, I'll get you canceled out. Give me one, and you don't have to ship anything back. Give me one second.
Listen to me. Listen.
Ma'am, I just said I would get you canceled out. You do not have to send the product back.
Well, I already have it, so I'll just keep it. I'm not going to
okay.
send it.
Okay, give me, yeah, okay. Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I understand what you're saying, but it's not showing here.
Well, showing.
So give me one second. Let me just make sure that you're canceled. Just one moment.
I don't want to cancel. I just want to hold it off until I'm done with the boxes.
So you just want to put on a hold? Well, actually, you won't be able to do that because you have so many declined payments until, I don't know what is going on. Maybe you need to contact your cardholder to see why they were declining the charges. But I can put you on hold.
Honey, I was just on the phone that they charged me for this Lotus Greens. It's on my card.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I'm showing here that you have charges declined since last year in June, and that's the last thing that I have for you.
You don't have the new information. I'm trying to
yes,
tell
ma'am.
You.
No, I believe you, but I'm saying that's not showing here, but I can put your, how long would you like to put your account on hold?
Listen, when I called up, I had a problem with my card. Somebody compromised it and was using it. So I shut that card down. Let me explain to you what happened. So they weren't sending me the Lotus Greens. I guess it was declined because the card was no longer in use. Then I went online and I reordered the Lotus Greens, and it was coming faithfully every month on time. Except I'm not drinking as much because it's too much. I've been started drinking it 3 times a day. Now I'm only down to 1. So now I have unopened boxes. So the problem is that I don't want to have any more boxes that keep coming to me because I already have 3 unopened boxes and I don't want to be charged $70 a month. That's the problem. So I called, sent several emails over to Lotus Greens, and they sent it back and they said, well, we'll send it to you on the 5th. And I said, well, wait till I contact you. You know, so I'm getting all these responses back from them, you know, and I'm telling them not to order, you know, until I call you in a couple of months from now when I'm done with these lotus greens, then I will reorder it because I like the product. So that's what's going on. Now, maybe you have my old card number, and now I had to cancel this card, so I don't have any access to that card because they keep shipping me stuff. So that was the only choice I had. They said they could not stop it until I stopped the card. So now I had to, you know, stop my card and get a new card, which I don't have right now. So that's what went on.
Yeah, well, now it makes sense. Yeah, okay, so this is what happened. Whenever you went on, okay, so you're right. Whenever somebody compromised your card, the charges were declining. So I'm assuming that's what happened. But for some reason, your account stopped there. Now, when you went back online to purchase it, I'm not pulling that up for you. That's the issue. So that's why I'm not seeing, you know, what you were getting from then on. That's not pulling up for me. So who did you, what company did you sign up with? Our company or was another one? Because we don't have an account from when you went on to do it after your car was compromised. That's the issue we're having.
Well, this is the number that I received in the mail that I got today to call. So...
Yeah, so that's why nothing is showing up. That's why nothing is showing that you emailed, that you called, anything. Because like I said, for some reason, when you went online to redo your account, we don't have it.
Well, somebody has it because they've been sending this.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you signed it with another company. Maybe you didn't sign it with our company. That may be what happened.
Sure. This is
ma'am. Well, it's not pulling. That's why when you kept saying you were getting the product, I was like, where? Because it's not showing. Now I see why it's not showing.
Well, I have an order number and a reference number. Can you check that? I have it on the
top. Give me 1 second. Yeah, let me go back so I can try to put the new order number you have in.
Somebody's shipping it to me.
You're right. Somebody is shipping it to you, but not us. That we haven't shipped you anything since your car was compromised. From what's showing here. You're right. Maybe you signed it with another company, and maybe you thought it was us, because we don't have any of your information except for when you first signed up and you stopped your car. It stops there for us.
I have a number for Instant Elixir on the box.
It says Instant Elixir on the box.
On the shipping label.
This is a mystery.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
From Greensboro.
Yeah, let me go back so I can see if I can put this number in and see if it'll pull up another account for you. Give me 1 second.
I have an order number and a reference number if you'd like.
Lotus Habits is the company that makes it.
That is correct, yes.
So we have to find out who the hell is shipping this to us.
Well, they ain't shipping anything anymore because my card is gone and they're not going to get paid. They ain't shipping me anything.
Oh, no, yeah. You're right. Whoever is shipping it, then, yeah, you're right. They won't be shipping now if you've canceled your card. But, yeah, it's definitely not us. But let me just make sure I get everything listed. I'm still going to list it here on your account. Everything you told me, because like I said, you know, we do have to make reference of that. But yeah, you definitely need to figure out what company that is shipping it to you.
Well,
hold on, give me 1 second. This computer is going really slow here.
Well, it appears to be the same packaging. Nothing has changed. It seems to be the same slipping.
Okay.
And the phone number on there.
That's the same phone number, so I don't understand. I'm confused.
On the packing slip. 550-2500.
Yep, that's the same number that my credit card company gave me, too.
The same number that's on the box, that's on the product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you like I said, you it's okay. Whenever you go online, I mean, you know, it's you can sign it with our company. I'm sure it just depends on when you go on there. It's other different companies too. Of course, it's going to be the same product. and things like that, but it just may be through another company, like he was saying. But yeah, of course, the product is going to be the same, all the information and that, but you just have to figure out what company, when you went back online, who did you order it with? Do you remember?
Hell no. I don't remember.
She said no.
I don't remember. I'm like calling you guys, and then you weren't sending it to me. And I was like, okay, just let. And then they said, why don't you just go online and order it? So I ordered it online, and faithfully it's been coming. I have no issues because before it wasn't coming when it was supposed to. Now I'm not drinking as much of it, so I have leftovers. You know, it lasts me longer. But I do like the product, and I want to continue to drink it, but not when I have, like, four boxes that are unopened. Yeah, I have enough here for a while.
You got that right, if you got four.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, I was drinking it three times a day, so I was going through it quicker. But this is the same number that they... on the packing slip. Is that the... there's a phone number on here?
Yes. Yeah.
That is the same number that we are calling you on, so...
on the packing slip, custom support, 855-550-2551.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I know. Like I said, yeah. I mean, because like I said, you can go on there. Like I said, when you sign up, there are different companies. I've been on there to check it out myself when I first started getting this product. And like you said, sometimes you can sign up with us. But this is my thing. So when you called in, why did you go back online? Why didn't you just call us and say, hey, you know, let me give you a new card number. That one was compromised because I want to still keep getting the product. And then we could have just kept taking the order for you.
Yeah, I had called up with my new number, my new credit card. They still kept screwing up.
Okay.
Yeah, so I still wasn't getting the product. And I would call up, and every month I would be so annoyed. I said, just put me on automatic shipment, you know. So and I've been, it's been coming faithfully, and I was like, well, now I have so many boxes, they're going to keep sending to me and charging me $70 a month. I have all these boxes. I could sell my own Lotus Greens now.
Oh, God, well, you must have a lot. Well, yeah, because they ship them to you every month, so.
Yes, but I only drink like, you know, once a day. So, you know,
oh, you only do it. So, have you lost any weight off of it?
I wouldn't say I lost weight, but I'd say I do feel better. It gives me a little energy, and you know, and stuff like that. I do like the product, so.
Okay.
If I don't drink it one day, I kind of feel really tired, and then I drink it, and I feel better.
Oh.
Yeah, it gives me some boost of energy, so I that's why I want to continue to drink it, but I don't need it because I have all these boxes.
Yeah, you're right, so you just wanted to do a hold.
I just wanted to do a hold until I'm done with my boxes, and when I'm down to my last container, I will reorder.
We got to find out.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a bill? Okay, so on your bill, okay, look from when you originally signed up, like when you went back online and they start billing you. See if there's a number or if it's, I mean, it may be this one, I don't know. But it should be a number on there. Usually the number that's showing on your bill, it should usually is the company that's billing you. If you can even probably remember. Well, no, because you have charges now, so you should have a number on there to call.
Yeah. Going on for a while. I've been getting my deliveries for a long time, not having an issue, but I was like, wow, I got to stop them from mailing. I got boxes and boxes in there.
I don't blame you.
All right. So thank you.
Well, you're so welcome, and I hope you get it. Like I said, if you have to, give us a call back. But like I said, definitely look on your bill because it should be a number on there, and hopefully that'll be the company that's
the
billing you or...
It's on the packing slip.
Lotus Greens phone number is on the packing slip. So they're shipping it, but they're not billing it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling Lotus Habits. Have a great day. You too, and stay safe.
All right, thank you.
Thank
bye.
You. All right, goodbye.
Instant Elixir is billing you, apparently. Whoever they are.
Well, they don't bill me anymore. I put it on one.
Is this the one that just came?